The show is called Live and Local, your connection to local music here on FM 90.9. And today we'll focus on two events coming up this weekend involving two different Champaign-Urbana arts organizations, the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. And I actually realize that as I'm saying this, I promoted this slightly wrong. The Champaign-Urbana Theater Company is presenting a one-time only, one-day only concert performance of The Who's Tommy. Not this coming Sunday, as I think I said in our promo, but on Sunday, May the 17th at the Parkland College Theater. And we've got three guests involved in that production on the show for the first portion. And in the second half of the show, we'll talk to a couple of members of the Champaign-Urbana Ballet who are presenting Prokofiev's Cinderella this weekend at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. So lots of very different music being put on by some very strong Champaign-Urbana arts organizations, and you're hearing about them on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Those were some dance portions from Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme, the would-be gentleman, one of the ways that gets translated, music by Jean-Baptiste Lully, written for King Louis XIV, and presented here really by way of as an excuse to play some nice Baroque music that is very danceable, but also thinking ahead to the second portion of today's Live and Local, when we'll be talking with the ballet mistress and one of the dancers from the production of Cinderella being put on by the Champaign-Urbana Ballet this coming weekend at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're at 70 degrees at 12:09. I'll have about 12:55. We'll have a calendar of events on the show and a full forecast at 1 o'clock and a newscast at a minute past one. But first, we have a conversation with Mike Galloway, who is manager of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company and was actually on this show just a couple of weeks ago, I think, and is also directing The Who's Tommy, CUTC's concert production, a special one-night fundraiser of The Who's Tommy on Sunday, May 17th. So that's two Sundays from now at Parkland College Theater, and he brought with him two Tommies from the show, one of the younger Tommies who happens to be played by his daughter Amanda, and the older and primary Tommy who's played by Jace Allen. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, she says. I'm going to put the first question to Amanda. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was...
And get real close to the microphone.
Well, my first show was Santa's Frosty Follies. I was an elf, and...
That was in Michigan.
I was in Michigan, and now I'm doing Tommy here in Champaign-Urbana.
And how old are you, Amanda?
8.
And there are a number of Tommies in this show, is that right?
There is three.
There are three Tommies. Are
yes.
you the youngest Tommy?
Yes, I am.
And are you supposed to be 8 in the show, do you know?
No, I'm 4-year-old Tommy.
You're 4-year-old Tommy. You look a little older than 4.
Yes,
that's
I
why
do.
We made it Little Tommy, Young Tommy.
Okay.
We
kind of
changed
smart.
The age. And just for anybody to know, Tommy is a boy, but why is a girl? Actually, on Broadway, a girl played the young Tommy there, too. So when we wanted to have that third Tommy for the voice, we needed a little extra soprano help. And Mandy's wonderful soprano voice, and they auditioned her. I didn't. I let the other directors do it. And they brought her in, and she accompanies the other two Tommies really well when they sing. So
that's good. So, Mike, mm-hmm. why don't you tell us a little bit about the Who's Tommy?
Well, when I first got here, I suggested to the board we need to do a really neat fundraiser that'll be exciting, talked about, and raise some money. They looked at me and said, "What do you got in mind?" I said, "I'd love to do the Who's Tommy. I have a friend in New York that was in the original, and we're friends, and he's willing to help us out in any way." And Mary Claire Smith, who's on the board, is a huge fan of Tommy. And
really?
She, oh, big fan. You wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that. Nope.
But Mary Claire has been a huge fan of Tommy, so she's like, "I vote it." So we've put together a wonderful crew, a wonderful cast, and we're doing it in concert, not the full production. This year celebrated the 15th anniversary of the Who's Tommy in concert, and they had a reunion show. The whole original cast was on Broadway. Donnie Kerr, who's the friend of mine, was in the original, directed and did the stage adaptation of it. And I got to go out to New York to witness the rehearsals. And it was wonderful. It was spectacular. And I brought the magic of what they did in New York, I think, to Champaign-Urbana. And Donnie's going to be here on May 17th to help us out with some auctions. We have some original Broadway memorabilia from the Who's Tommy, including Pete Townsend's signature on a poster. And he's coming to help us out, raise some money for the theater. And the show is going to be electrifying, smoke and lights and a nice rock concert kind of style. And it's just a lot of choreography, some dance. And it's going to be a fun time. I'm really excited about it.
So there is the Who's Tommy in concert. That's an official event that tours around, as opposed to the Who's Tommy?
Actually, this is the first time. I don't know, a lot of people have done in concert. This is kind of like the Les Mis in concert that happened, you know, the 10th anniversary of London. It's kind of in that style. Everybody sits on stage. The orchestra's on stage. And when their time comes up, they come up to the mic and they sing their parts. And there's some little interaction. It's taken from the Broadway version of Tommy, but I mean it hasn't toured yet.
Well, it may. No, I just meant I didn't know.
Be
if
so
there
lucky,
was,
right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You guys. Well, why not? You know.
You know. No, well, Jason and I talked about that at lunch yesterday. It's like, you know, what a neat idea to take this around. What a show it is! It's a fun show. It's a
it
great
is a show. Fun
show. The music's incredible. It's a good time. And it's one of those shows you could do in concert and take it around, you know, Central Illinois or whatever and do a nice tour. And it doesn't take up a lot of, you know, our set includes a mirror, a pinball machine, and a frame, a picture frame that flies in, which,
yes.
You know, so that's it.
That's very cool. Yeah. Very cool, actually.
That's the whole set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are you going to have the orchestra on stage?
Yep.
I mean, or in the pit?
Nope. They're on stage. Behind the cast. They will have monitors so they can see everything, and mm-hmm. and there'll be a bridge. She's seen everything, so the poor girl has to live with the director. So she's
well. She sounds very excited.
Bridge.
Yeah. She gets to be on it, so
it's
she's
going to be really cool.
Well, I don't know what happens with the bridge, so I'm going to let the older Tommy. Tell us the story. What happens?
The story.
What is the story of the Who's Tommy?
Well, it starts out with Tommy. He's born, obviously, and then his mother and his father. His father goes away, I believe, to war.
Yep.
And the mother gets caught with her lover, and the dad comes back and, let's just say, takes care of the situation, and Tommy ends up seeing it, and he becomes deaf and blind. He goes into shock, and basically it develops, and everyone picks on him and tries to hang out with him, and he's no fun, and eventually he finds out he's really good at pinball for some reason, and they finally see him as a cool. He becomes like this pinball wizard, one of the famous songs from it, and people actually see him as cool, and he develops into this really cool sensation, and people want to hang out with him and want to try to be him, and I don't want to give away the ending, but...
Well, then don't.
It develops, and it's fun. It's got a good story, and it's very well told through the music.
So is he still... You said he doesn't hear or see... Does that go through the show? Or?
Yeah, okay. Through most of the show. And then something happens, and it takes care of that, and eventually he can. But
but you haven't given away too much.
Not too much.
Yeah, okay, good. So at what point, we're talking with Jace Allen, who plays the role of Tommy in Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production upcoming of The Who's Tommy in concert, and also Mike Galloway, who directs the show, and Amanda Galloway, who plays the youngest Tommy. At what point, Jace, do you come in and become the Tommy, and then how much of the show are you there?
The second act, I actually take over the Tommy role, but before that, I'm actually the narrator. I'm telling what's going on in young Tommy and little Tommy's life.
So we're just
watching over, and
we're just hearing your voice at that point.
Yeah. Well, I'll be on stage, but more as a background narrator kind of character, as opposed to actually being like part of the story. So, yeah.
And Amanda, how long are you on stage?
Well,
come close to the microphone if you can.
Fourth scene.
Up through the fourth scene. So yeah. How long is that? What do you say?
A couple songs.
Yeah.
She's in there from like the bursting kind of on, and then as the transition to the next age, it shows on like projections, the years go by, and then the next Tommy comes in.
And then later she makes some vocal appearances from off stage. It's like kind of remembering and some stuff like that.
Good. So you get to do a lot of singing.
Yes, I do.
You like to sing, I'll bet.
Yes.
You sound very enthusiastic overall. Yeah,
I think so. It's the most I've heard her talk.
Well, it was kind of funny when she walked in the door. She was saying nothing, just smiling, which was nice. So this is good. When the microphone is in front, that is the time to start talking.
Well, you know, we talked before. I've been in radio all my life, and she grew up in a radio station, so this setting is more familiar to her than probably anything.
How about that?
Yeah,
poor girl.
Yeah, I helped my dad a lot with the radio.
Really? Well, maybe we'll get you to run my soundboard
for
the second part of the show, or maybe not. Well, let's listen to one of the songs from the show. Remind me which one we picked here, and what happens before this leading up to this song.
What did we pick first? 21.
21.
Okay. 21, I think.
21. The song is 21 is where the lover, Mrs. Walker, are talking, and she just turns 21, and now the future, you know, is going to be better, and everything's great, you know, and they're together, and this is kind of...
fun.
Yeah, okay. This is kind of the part, actually this is the one part where Mandy's in this song, and this is kind of almost when Mr. Walker comes back.
So this is this the original, which production is this?
This is the original Broadway production.
Original Broadway,
and actually the reason there's no case is because the cast signed it, and that's going to be one of the auction items for at our show. They took my CD cover and the whole original cast signed it. So
it's
in a locked case now and not traveling with me.
I'll bet it is. Well, we'll hear more about the fundraiser portion of this. This is from The Who's Tommy, which is being presented in concert on Sunday, May 17th by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, one-time-only fundraiser at Parkland College Theater. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Got a feeling, hear it, you didn't see it. You won't say nothing to no one. Ever in your life you never heard it. Hope's a little seed. You didn't hear it, you didn't see it. You never heard it, not a word of it.
You won't say nothing to no one. Never tell us all what you know is the truth.
What about the boy?
Music from The Who's Tommy, which will be presented in concert by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company on Sunday, May 17th at the Parkland College Theater. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7, and their web address is cutc.org. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Today's programs are sponsored in part by the Metropolitan Opera, continuing its series of live opera in high definition at neighborhood theaters. On Saturday, May 9th, the Met presents La Cenerentola by Gioachino Rossini. More information is at metopera.org. And this is conversation with Mike Galloway, who is both the manager of CUTC and the stage director for the Who's Tommy in Concert. We also have Jace Allen playing the role of Tommy and Amanda Galloway, who happens to be Mike's daughter, playing the youngest of the Tommies. This was quite a big deal when it first came out. This was not the first rock opera, but one of the early ones.
Well, yeah, this was 1992 is when the Broadway version came out, but the Who's version was 70s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was the 70s when Pete Townsend, they did this. So it was one of the first.
Okay, so you're going to have to tell me the difference. You said the Who's, I'm not up on this show. The Who's version versus the Broadway.
The Who's version, the first it was an album, The Who's Tommy. There was a concept album. And then they made it into a movie with The Who starring in it. Roger Daltrey was Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John was Pinball Wizard. The Acid Queen was Tina Turner. Jack Nicholson was in it. It was a pretty messed up movie.
Jack Nicholson was in it.
Yeah, it was pretty.
The movie's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's like, you know, watching The Wall straight. It's kind of just one of those movies where you just the concept is pretty crazy. And then about 1991, started working on making in a workshop out in California with Pete Townsend and. They started putting it together for an adaptation for the stage, and lo and behold, they did. And The Who's Tommy was on stage in 1992, won 11 Tony Awards. It was there for quite a bit, and there's talk now of a revival of Tommy coming back to Broadway. The 11th anniversary, the concert really made another splurge. A lot of major, big-name Broadway people were in Tommy before they got, you know, their major shows that they're in now. Names, yeah, I mean, like Michael Service, who was Sweeney Todd, was Tommy. Norm Jones, who was in it, was Triton in Little Mermaid right now. So there's, you know, some names from back then came back.
Yeah. What you said that when you got to Champaign just last year from Michigan to start managing the CUTC, that you had this show in mind as a possible fundraiser. Why this show?
I think, first of all, it's an awesome show. I mean, production-wise, it'd be such a bear to do it stage-wise. It's a difficult show, I think. Second of all, is because I knew I had some celebrity power. Maybe I want to use those words, but not too heavy. You know, with Donnie being a friend of mine and always been there to any time I needed help.
And we're talking about
Donnie Kerr. He was in Tommy. He was in Jersey Boys. He's in Billy Elliot right now, who's on Broadway. He's always been there for me if I've ever needed anything. And this was just one of those shows I knew that would be kind of, you know, to bring him in or use him for something. It'd be a neat fundraiser and to use. I keep saying use him, but, you know, he's offered. So it's just one of those shows that I've always wanted to put together and work on. And this is my way of kind of being able to do it.
It's a little bit of a departure for CUTC. I mean, you've done a couple of productions over the years of Jesus Christ Superstar and have done a couple of productions of what's the one you were just in? Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor mm-hmm. Dreamcoat, which is probably as close to rock opera as Superstar is a rock opera. Mm-hmm. It's defined as a rock opera. And I suppose that was probably the first one.
Yeah, I think so.
Although I don't remember when that came out, a long time ago when I was a kid. And Les Mis a couple of summers ago, it's not rock, but it's very pop, and there are some sort of rock-type things in there. And, of course, that's happening again this summer.
Yes.
So how is everybody taking to it? And when you did the auditions, did you find you had different kinds of people turn up?
Oh, man. Auditions were there's a lot. That's the great thing about Champaign. You and I talked about, 2 weeks ago, is there's so much talent and so many things going on here. I mean, there's shows going every weekend, it seems like. I truly believe, and I think Todd Salen, who has been helping us with the show, and we were doing some stuff yesterday, said that this is definitely an all-star cast. We have people from Parkland. We have people from IUB.
And that's the Illini Union Board on the U of I campus.
We have people that have never been on a show before. We have, you know, students. younger kids. It's a nice mix of a cast, and I think we cast it perfectly. I mean, everybody that's got their parts, I'm really happy with. And the orchestra, Aaron Kaplan is our music director, and he put together a wonderful orchestra. It's incredible. I'm glad this is my first trek of doing anything directorial wise here. I'm pretty proud that this is the first one. It's coming together quite well.
And it has to happen that you don't have to, it has to help that you don't have to deal with staging right now.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
In the midst of a couple of other shows.
Yeah, it's one of those shows where, you know, there's some blocking. They have to know which mics to go to, and there's a little bit of moving around. Whitney Hayvice is my choreographer and assistant director, and she's helped me tremendously. And there's certain songs we've choreographed. You know, there's three or four songs we've put some dance to. And then other than that, it's, you know, just the singing and the music, celebrating the music of it.
Tell us about the fundraiser aspect of it. You're doing an auction during intermission. Is there anything else happening?
Yeah. We are, obviously, cause the economic times, it's just been rough with sponsors and carrying on. So that was another reason why I wanted to do this. I wanted to raise some good money. So we got some sponsors to help us with the show. They're helping us out, pay for the costs. And then, we're doing the auction. They can come, it's a silent auction. So when they get there, they can write their bids and everything down. And then at intermission, we'll do some more bidding and then we'll close it up. We have a lot of great stuff from around the area. Local people have donated things. And if you still want to donate something for the auction, please contact me. We have a couple autographed Billy Elliot posters from the Broadway cast. We have the Tommy poster I mentioned. Our grand prize that we're having is 2 tickets to see Billy Elliot in New York, dinner for two, a backstage tour of the theater that Donnie will give them a tour, and an autographed poster of the whole cast. So that's another way. Plus, we'll have, you know, concessions there. So we have Tommy merchandise. We have some T-shirts and some bandanas and stuff that people can buy. You know.
So you're having the show is on May 17th at Parkland College mm-hmm. Theater. Normally, CUTC does shows at the Virginia Theater. Why not the Virginia?
It's a little smaller and intimate. I wanted it, you know, not, I mean, it's just, you know, I like the intimacy of Parkland. It's 300 seats. People have asked, well, if you sell out, what if it gets huge? What, are you going to add another show? No, it's just a one night kind of thing. I just want a little smaller place. I want the intimacy of how we do this in concert more than somewhere at the, you know, like the Virginia.
Yeah. Cause you're talking 300 seats versus 1500.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, possibility to make big money, but then it also
costs
a lot.
Yeah,
Virginia.
The costs, you know, and Parkland's been wonderful to us for this. So it's been a nice little, it's, for something like this, it's perfect.
Mike Galloway is the director for the Who's Tommy for the CU Theater Company and also manager of the company. Jace Allen is playing the role of Tommy, and I first met you, Jace, when you were Jean Valjean in Les Mis. And
seems like forever ago, doesn't it?
Well, yes and no. I'm not even, was it 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
It does not seem. It doesn't seem like that to me. And you've been in and had a number of lead roles in CUTC productions since then. How does this compare, playing Tommy, to playing Jean Valjean?
Oh, man. way different. Or Jean Valjean's older and more of a pop-style voice. This is pure rock. And it's very, very it's very different for anything I've ever done.
And then you throw Joseph in there, too.
Right. And how do you think your voice lends itself to rock and roll, or is that something that
it's
I simply didn't know about you?
It's a stretch. I learn different things about it every time, every practice, taking hints from people and, you know, just experimenting, seeing where it leads and what happens with my voice, and hopefully it'll hold up.
Well, you don't sound like you've fried it yet.
No, not quite yet.
But you're working on it?
I'm trying.
Does this require some sort of rock-style screaming, or are you actually able to
No, I'm
sing
actually,
through?
Yeah, I'm actually able to sing through about 99% of it. There's a couple parts and a couple songs that are just kind of let it all out, and, yeah, I kind of just have fun with it, and Hopefully my voice is still there in the end.
Well, fortunately, you only have one show to get through other than all the rehearsals.
This is true.
As opposed to doing a full run of some kind. Well, I thank you all three for coming in, Mike Galloway and Jace Allen, and also Amanda Galloway. We haven't heard from you lately, but say goodbye to the nice people on the radio audience.
Bye-bye.
And she's playing the youngest of the Tommies in this production. May 17th is the show. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. Reservations required. They best done through, well, I guess you can do it either way. I'm looking at the poster here, cutc.org.
You can buy your tickets online on our website.
You can? Okay, yep. Good. Or the phone number is 217-344-3884. It's going to be at Parkland College Theater at Parkland College in Champaign. Thanks, everybody, for coming on live and local.
Thanks again, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yep.
On FM 90.9. Music from the ballet Cinderella by Sergei Prokofiev, a performance here by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, heard on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Support for today's broadcast comes in part from Radio Maria Restaurant in downtown Champaign. Radio Maria is now featuring their spring menu, along with tapas served every evening until 2 a.m. Lunch is served on Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 2:30, and brunch on Sunday. Information is on information on their menus, wine, and beer lists can be found at RadioMariaRestaurant.com. I'm Kevin Kelly. We'll have a calendar of musical and some theatrical events coming up around 12:55 and news headlines at a minute past 1 o'clock. Julie Amacher has more classical music for you starting at 1:06. But right now, we have a conversation regarding this weekend's performances by the Champaign-Urbana Ballet of Cinderella. And my guests are Emily Buss, who is the ballet mistress. Is that your official title with,
yes,
with the group? And also Alexis Hedge, who is one of the Cinderellas.
Yeah.
And how many are there?
There's two.
So you've double cast this thing. Emily, tell us a little bit, for those who aren't familiar with the Champaign-Urbana Ballet, what can you tell me about the organization?
Well, the company started in 1998. Its artistic director, Deanna Doty, was the founder, and it was just a few people as the board, a few dancers, and we've built our way up since then. Now we have a very successful annual production of The Nutcracker at Cranert with Sinfonia de Camera, and this is a completely new production for us, so it's really exciting. All new choreography, new costumes, new set, and new lighting design. So we hope that people who know us from The Nutcracker and other spring productions will come and see us.
So when you say a new production, meaning that it's a new for you of Cinderella, or it's the first time the company has done Cinderella?
It's the first time the company has done Cinderella, and it's also completely new choreography. So Tracy McCabe, who's the producer and director of the show, has done the choreography along with Deanna Doty, the artistic director, and myself. So it's all new choreography. So it is a world premiere.
For the company. Well, it's a wonderful bunch of music. I'm trying to remember if I've actually seen Cinderella performed on stage or not, and I really don't think so. I've seen Romeo and Juliet, also music by Prokofiev, a number of times, including recently at the Cranert Center with the Mark Morris Dance Group. Was this music, Emily, that was familiar to you before?
I had heard the waltz was most familiar to me, and I think to a lot of dancers. We'll occasionally dance just to the waltz music, but it is very interesting, very different music, not like a lot of Tchaikovsky, which is very easy to choreograph. And I think Deanna described it as a fairy tale in a minor key. And so it's been challenging, but also a lot of fun to work with the different type of music.
Are you doing the complete ballet or are you excerpting it?
I believe it's almost complete. We've only taken out a few dances.
So that really is quite a substantial undertaking.
Yes, yes.
For the company. And a substantial undertaking always to put it up at the Virginia Theater, too.
Yes.
Your performances are this weekend, starting on Friday at 7:30, and then on Saturday and Sunday you're performing it twice at 2 o'clock and 7:30, and then a matinee on Sunday the 10th at 2 o'clock is the Champaign-Urbana Ballet's production of Cinderella. If somebody wants tickets, what's the best way for them to go about it?
They should contact the Virginia box office, and I don't have that number with me, but they can also look on our website, which is cuballet.com.
Okay. Alexis Hedge, you're playing one of the Cinderellas,
yeah.
Or you are playing Cinderella, one of two people playing. What's your background that got you to where you are with the CU? Are you with the CU Ballet Company or the Academy or both?
I've
always
been
get
with
a bit
both
confused.
Since like third grade, I've taken classes at Champaign Ballet Academy, and then ever since then, I've been in the Nutcracker and the spring performances every year.
And what did you do most recently in the Nutcracker production?
I was Sugar Plum Fairy in the Nutcracker.
So you've been capturing some of these leading roles for a while then.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the biggies down there. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 15.
So that's what grade?
Freshman, sorry.
So you've been dancing. When did you say you started at the Academy?
I started here in third grade, but I danced before then, so I've been dancing for like 10 years.
So this is a serious part of your life.
Yeah.
Have you thought very far ahead to consider what you might do with it later?
Yeah, I mean, if I can, I want to go professional, and I'm going to like ballet schools this summer. So.
Where are some good summer ballet schools?
I'm going to Boston this year, and I went to Kirov last year.
Kirov in Russia?
In Washington, D.C.
Oh, in Washington, yeah. D.C. The Kirov Ballet I know is in Russia. Is that affiliated with that company?
Yeah, it's the school in here. It's like a school off of there.
Sort of a branch of...
Yeah.
That's terrific. And what is in Boston? Is it called Boston Ballet or what is it called?
Yeah, Boston Ballet.
Wow. So you're going to some high-powered places here. You should be in good stead. And I've seen... heard of many dancers who come out of the CU Ballet Academy and company and seem to do some very good things. So there's some good training that happens here. Emily, I talked with you when I think I was guest hosting part of the Afternoon Magazine on our companion station, AM 580, some time ago. I don't remember what the occasion was. And at the time, I asked you this question, which I will ask again for the purpose of our my listeners, what is a ballet mistress? That's your title.
Yes.
With the company.
I basically make sure that the dancers have everything they need at the theater. So I do a little choreography, a little publicity and helping out with general outreach, but mostly I try to make sure that the dancers are comfortable at the theater. I also have a lot to do with the younger dancers. We have quite a few, maybe 25 or so younger dancers in this show, so between the ages of 8 and 10. So I make sure that they're taken care of, that they know what's going on. And it's kind of a catch-all. I can sort of make it what I want.
It sounds like it. And you grew up in the company.
I did, yes.
And how long did you spend?
So I was there at its inception when I was 11, the first season of the company. I was 11, and I danced until I graduated high school in 2004.
And now what are you doing other than this?
I'm teaching at the Academy. I teach 5 different levels. My students are between the ages of 5 and 13. And then I work as a ballet mistress with the company.
And again, for listeners who might not know the answer, and because I've already said I keep forgetting it myself, the difference between the Champaign Ballet Academy and the Champaign-Urbana Ballet?
So the Academy is just a school founded by Deanna Doty, and the Academy doesn't do performances. There are only classes there. So there are young children's classes and then the oldest class, which people like Alexis are in. And the CU Ballet, also founded by Deanna Doty, a lot of our students do come from the academy, but it also draws students from the entire area. So we really try to incorporate that a lot more. And we have separate rehearsal times at the academy building, but it's not the same thing.
Right. Well, let's hear another excerpt from Cinderella. Music is by Prokofiev. You picked for us the duet between the prince and Cinderella.
Yes.
Do you want to, Alexis, why don't you set this up for us? What happens in the story leading to this point?
This is like after Cinderella has come to the ball and the prince has fallen in love with the Cinderella and they're dancing together.
So this is their first time together.
Yeah.
So it's quite a momentous event.
Yeah.
The Pas de Deux from Cinderella by Prokofiev. St. Louis Symphony led by Leonard Slatkin on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The duet of the Prince and Cinderella from the ballet Cinderella by Prokofiev, the St. Louis Symphony led by Leonard Slatkin here on FM 90.9. Live and Local is the name of the show. I'm Kevin Kelly. We bring you performances of local music and theater for the summer, and in this case ballet, which of course is put to music by the Champaign-Urbana Ballet Company, presenting Cinderella this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. I'm Kevin Kelly. Coming up, a calendar in just a couple of minutes, news headlines at a minute past one, and I'll have weather for you at right around 1 o'clock or just before that. My guests for this portion of the program are Emily Buss, who is the ballet mistress of the CU Ballet Company, and also Alexis Hedge, who is playing the role of Cinderella. There are two people playing the role of Cinderella. Who is the other?
Alexandra Warwick.
And is she also with the Ballet Academy?
She is.
Not from elsewhere?
No.
But you have had, I think, some lead dancers that have come from not from the Academy over the years, if I'm not mistaken.
We've occasionally collaborated with other area studios or had guest artists from out of town.
Mm-hmm. So I told Alexis while we were listening to the music that I was going to ask a particular question because, Emily, you commented on the music being a little more challenging to choreograph, or at least your team has found, than the Nutcracker. But, of course, you're used to doing the Nutcracker, and the music was just a little bit different. So, Alexis, I'm interested to know from you, what do you find the challenges of dancing this role or dealing with the music, or what are the challenges in general?
Well, the music is harder to dance to because it's not as easy to count, and the choreography is all new, but it's a fun experience to learn something that's very different.
So it's mostly the counting because you're used to doing, you know, in eights and twelves and things like that. And so what, do you have to do a lot of odd numbers or?
Well, the music is just like it doesn't ever stop and it always moves through. So it's not like you can actually count it. You have to listen.
Oh, whereas in the Nutcracker, say, you have a number and you've done the tune and it stops.
Yeah.
Before it goes on to the next thing. Is that right? So there's applause moments built in for the audience.
Yeah.
Not so with Cinderella, huh?
No, we're moving through the whole ballet.
What about the dancing part itself? Have you found this choreography more challenging than Nutcracker, or just different?
It's different. I mean, it's challenging in a different way. It's more dancing and moving through everything. We're used to more technical.
So is there a few more elements of, say, modern dance than classical ballet?
A little bit, yeah. More than we're used to.
I like that myself.
And Tracy McCabe is going for a kind of stylized 1920s look for the whole production.
Really?
So you'll see in the sets and in the costume, as well as in some of the dancing in the ballroom scene, there is a more stylized, contemporary-looking feel to
something. So that'll be a different approach to this as well. Emily, I know you said you wanted to mention some collaborations with businesses. We have just a brief minute if you want to mention one of the perks of buying a ticket to see the show.
Yes, buying evening tickets for Friday evening and Saturday evening. With your ticket stub, you'll be able to go to Jim Gould, Picara, Cakes on Walnut, Boltini, Radio Maria, or Carmen's in downtown Champaign, and they're offering complimentary or reduced prices on promotional offers there. So glasses of wine, or there's a children's meal at Jim Gould, a fairy godmother cookie at Picara. Uh-huh. This is with evening tickets only.
So. Nice. Well, that's it's very good of the many of the downtown Champaign businesses to collaborate with a lot of different arts organizations, as they have been doing in the last number of years. So thank you both for coming in. Emily Buss, ballet mistress for the Champaign-Urbana Ballet, and Alexis Hedge playing the role of Cinderella in their production of Cinderella. Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
And here are some other events you can attend this weekend in our area, actually starting tonight. I just have one to mention this evening at the Krannert Center, one of their Krannert Uncorked programs, blues a group called Funky Johnny. That's at 5 o'clock. It's free tonight in the Krannert Center lobby. They collaborate with a number of beverage merchants in the area. Tomorrow at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood at Kickapoo State Park, it's the bluegrass group Strings Attached playing in their Dockside Cafe tomorrow night at 5:30. The Rantoul Theater Group is presenting Pirates and Petticoats at the Rantoul Theater, Grissom Theater in the old Rantoul Air Force Base. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and Saturday night at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. University of Illinois is presenting a chamber music recital at Smith Music Hall tomorrow night at 6:30, and having another one then next Monday, in case you don't catch this one. Leader of the Pack is a musical. It's being presented by the Danville Area Community College Theater and Music Departments in Bremer Theater on the DACC campus tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and also Saturday at 7 o'clock. Little Women is being put on by the North Ridge Middle School Drama Club in Danville. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and Saturday at 4 and 7. And the Central Illinois English Country Dancers are dancing to live music at the Phillips Recreation Center in Urbana Friday at 7 o'clock. That's our calendar for today. We'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms, especially this evening, the low 53. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers early, then becoming partly sunny with a high of 72. You're tuned to WYLL 90.9 FM and HD Urbana, operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana. For Live and Local, I'm Kevin Kelly.